Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the Todd Feinberg Show, live from the NJ Diet Studios on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good afternoon. Thomas is gone. Todd here. Thank you, everybody, for staying on the line. Who's on the line? And for new people, call in 860-522-9842. I just want you to drive the conversation. What is it that you feel needs to be said? Maybe that hasn't been said or hasn't been said clearly enough. I'd like to create more space than we normally do to go in the direction you want. Just a word about Jennifer. I love that call just because she's saying something different and she was smart. And I like her criticism, even though I don't agree with it. I like that she's making it, because there's nothing about us that you have to feel reluctant to criticize or to make suggestions about other ways. But my response to her is we talk about what's hot because normal people don't have an outlet other than what we do to go and discuss and to share ideas and be a community. This is a community center, in my mind, for these kinds of discussions. We've got Zach, east of the Rockies, first. Hello, Zach.
Hello, Todd. It's an honor to speak with you. I would like to bring up something that hasn't been brought up yet on Tom's show. Law enforcement doesn't have the duty to protect, and that means they don't have a constitutional obligation to put themselves in harm's way to protect an individual, even if they know the harm is imminent. Supreme Court ratified that in 2005. That means that's why in all these mass shootings, everybody always says, oh, why are the cops standing there? Why are they not doing anything? That's why. They don't have to. Legally, they're not obligated to.
I wonder why that is. Do you have any idea what the argument is for that?
Because of qualified immunity. It's a very, you have to step away from it and look at it factually. It costs the state more when an officer dies than it does when a regular civilian dies. So they value the life of an officer much more than they do the life of a regular civilian.
How about another professional, though? Don't firemen have an obligation to put themselves in danger?
Yes, they do. And that's what's interesting. And, you know, firemen don't have a qualified immunity either. Well, I think they do, but not to the same extent as police.
Okay, so really it's about that legal protection.
Yes, and that's what's interesting is when the Border Patrol immediately got on scene, it seems to be more facts are coming out that this individual was involved with Border Patrol SWAT previously and was on the run from them, and that's why he went to the school. And it seems when they got there, law enforcement has a duty to pursue a suspect. So that was their suspect. That was Border Patrol's suspect. They wasted no time, went right in, and did what needed to be done.
Do you know if they were the ones who had, when he crashed the car, if they were the ones who interacted with him?
That it seems to be either they were the ones that interacted with him right before he killed his grandmother or when he had the auto accident. It's not sure yet, not 100% yet, but that's what it seems to be coming out today.
It's so curious, the idea that he crashed the car outside the school, had contact with law enforcement, and then was able to get into the school and then more fact patterns get strange, as you guys were discussing with Tom. But that part of it, I'm just dying for some details.
Yeah, it seems like this stuff's always murky to come out. But it seems like this guy was involved with some very heavy hitters. I mean, Border Patrol doesn't run around with a SWAT team with riot shields. They were ready and on the scene. You know, God bless them for doing what needs to be done.
Yeah.
And I just want people to take a step back, pray for those that are lost, and remember that law enforcement doesn't have a duty to protect you and yours. The only person that has a duty to protect your loved ones is you.
Are you saying that in response to the critique about the interaction with the parents who wanted to go into the school?
Yes. I mean, I'm sure if they had a gun, they would have gone in and done what needed to be done, too.
And I'll bet they would have gone without a gun.
What'd you say, Tom? I'm sorry.
I'll bet they would have gone without a gun.
It seems like one father did and broke a window and started rescuing kids.
Yes. I mean, the idea of that 40, 45 minutes, whatever it was, that they were not going into the classroom, it's just so upsetting.
It is. And I think everybody should just really take the time, think about it, and get yourself trained and learn to understand firearms. We live in a violent world. We're fortunate that we live in the best country on the planet where we can outsource our own protection. But in a lot of places in the world, you can't. In a lot of places in the world, there is no cops.
Yes.
Imagine if there was no cops. Imagine if there was no 911. What would you do?
And a lot of people make the argument that even though there are cops, that doesn't mean they're going to always be there when you need them.
Well, it's true. I live out in the country. It takes about a half hour when you call 911 for anybody to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll leave you to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Zach. Good call. 860-522-WTIC. Lauren calling from Northbrook. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for the call.
Okay, I wanted to bring up a point, too. I have brothers and sisters. There's six of us all together. My father was a hunter. There were guns in the house. We knew exactly where the gun was, where the ammo, and we were informed, basically, not to touch him, that if we wanted to use him, he would take us out and show us how to use him. I mean, I know a lot of people have safes nowadays, and I just can't get over this keep happening because I blame the parents a lot. I mean, we taught our son how to use a gun. If he wanted to go hunting, we mainly would hunt, but we taught our son the rules, and also you take classes. I mean,
But keep in mind, I'm sure you've noticed that the world of authority, of adult authority, has been dismantled.
I know. And
so
that's
it's not
wrong.
Just
parents.
About a particular parent or set of parents. It's about the whole adult society has handed control over to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if you pass kids and give them a diploma in high school and send them on their way when they haven't learned anything, because you think it would be unfair to them to send them on their way without a diploma. What a circular argument. The, you know, if that's the way you're working, if you don't expect of young people that they be responsible, and if you don't let them have jobs and you don't make them part of society, how are they supposed to learn to be productive adults or appropriate people?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's such a big mess going on in the world. I don't disagree with you, but I just feel like it's a lot to expect of parents to buck all that.
Yeah, but parents have got to start being parents and not buddies.
Yes, yes. Well, that is an epidemic. Thank you, Lauren, for that one. That is a big issue. Parents wanting to be friends with their kids. They want their kids' approval. So this is part of that progressive breakdown, both meanings of the word. We are getting progressively worse on these issues, aren't we? Of adult authority. And it's hard. You know, I think back to the conversations we used to have about how girls went. I mean, it sounds, you sound archaic even saying it now, but I'll say it anyway. When parents buy those clothes, and maybe 10 or 15 years ago, we used to talk about this on the radio. a lot because parents were so shocked that they couldn't buy their daughters, couldn't buy clothes for a 12 or 13 or 14-year-old girl that didn't look like we thought of as hooker outfits, which are, of course, normalized now. But they got normalized because why? How did that happen? And parents would say, well, there's nothing else to buy in the stores. There's nothing else to get for the kids. 860-522-9842. Ed, thank you for the call, sir.
Yes, hi. I worked in the school system for 34 years. I'm retired now. But school security where I worked was a number one priority. And I have to say that my town did take a lot of good measures. They installed what's called lockdown locks on every classroom, mm-hmm. which the teacher would have a key that could lock the door from the inside and not just from the outside. And, I mean, cameras, but the cameras are only good if they're monitored. They're no good if nobody's watching them. But what I found was a big problem when I was working was how complacent they got. When we did lockdown drills, it got to the point where everybody knew it was a drill, and they really didn't care. Another problem we had was a teacher, I'm just going to run out to my car, so I'm going to jam something in the exterior door
right,
so it doesn't lock behind me.
Yeah, I'll bet people aren't doing that anymore.
Oh, I don't know. Some people, I'm sure that in today's world, are still doing it. I'm just going to be out there for 30 seconds, yeah. But school security was a very important thing.
Well, that's good to hear.
I don't know what they're doing in today's world. I've been retired for a few years. But I know one of the problems they did take care of in my town was they keyed all the different floors and keys classrooms differently.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a point where one key opened every door. And teachers would just run out to the hardware store and make copies for their friends and everybody, and then they had to get into the classroom.
Yeah, you have to have the protocols in place to support the system you develop. Yeah, thank you for that, Ed. We'll take more phone calls. What's on your mind about the news that we've been talking about over the last day? CJ, you'll be first when we continue on WTIC.
On Twitter at WTIC 1080.
WTIC. Yeah, it's disturbing. The whole thing's disturbing. All of it's disturbing. The violence is disturbing. The reaction of the violence. The political reaction of the violence. The parents who've suffered that loss, it's unbelievable. 860-522-9842. What is gnawing at you? What is driving you to think, your head racing as you walk or drive or try to do something else? What part of this Texas shooting stands out most for you? What is the thing that needs to be said that you haven't heard? Call and join in, please. CJ, hi.
Hi. Okay, I just want to say a few things. First off, I don't believe that we should be blaming the guns because it's not the guns that kill people. It's people that kill people. I think it's easy for people like Chris Murphy to say that people, they need to do something and we need to do something about the gun laws because it's easy to put the blame on the gun. Also, everybody keeps talking about mental awareness. I think it's very important, but most people
Mental health awareness, is that what you mean?
Yeah. I think that it's difficult to, if you have a school and there's obviously a bunch of kids, you can't have a resource officer or guidance counselor for each kid. And identifying kids or people that have mental illness, it's not easy. It's not difficult.
CJ, what about ones who, the social media conversations that the news people were having with young people in the school that were on TV, I think, Tuesday afternoon and Thursday morning, Wednesday morning, where this one girl talked about him cutting his face, like with a razor blade, and coming into school with those cuts. And she said, oh, what happened? And he said, oh, I did it myself. I thought it looked good.
Right, but so then if an officer goes and talks to the kid, I mean, there's nothing that he could really do for the kid. I think what needs to happen, first off, is I think the schools need to get with the times. How could the kid just walk in the back door? I work for the state of Connecticut.
It was open.
Right, how could that be? I work for the state of Connecticut. I visit schools often. I always have to get buzzed in. But it needs to be a little bit stronger than that. I show up, I'm a blonde, I'm 5 feet tall. I say who I am and they let me in. Somebody needs to come to the door, check you in, ask for your ID. I don't know, maybe we need metal detectors. You can't have an officer though at every single school. I just think that it's even, they did have an officer and it didn't help, but you shouldn't be able to just walk into a school. I also think that we just need to, the laws in this country need to be a lot stronger, or we need to follow the laws and hold people accountable. So these kids that are running around the state of Connecticut wielding guns and robbing people, these people need to be in jail. They need to be put away. They need to...
Yes. Well, you're getting back to the law and order thing at a moment in which we're having, you know, there's a movement to get rid of law and order.
We just had a kid that stabbed and killed another child, and he's out right now, and he's got a bracelet on. He just murdered somebody.
Yes.
He should be in jail. We need to, these kids are, they're got knives, they've got guns, and they're running around, and it's like, it's a game to them, and they need to be held accountable, and they should be much stricter against these kids that are committing these crimes. They're dangerous, dangerous. We're not talking about kids that are just stealing from the local pharmacy. We're talking about kids that have guns. They should be off the street.
Absolutely. It needs to be dealt with in a harsh way, like we respect our own civilized society and we want to hang on to it. Thank you for that, CJ. 860-522-9842. Kathleen in Colchester. Yes.
Hi,
Kathleen.
Good afternoon, Todd. Thank you.
Good
for
afternoon
my
to
call.
You.
This is my first call. I listen to you just about every day.
Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, and I was trying to call whenever Tom was on to get both of you, but my call did not go through. My heart breaks for all of these parents and children. Sorry. I guess the first point I would really like to make, because I think you touched on this yesterday about the teaching of CRT, and just with your previous caller about mental health, mm-hmm. You know, they're all worried about the mental health of these children, yet what they're teaching them, the CRT and the trans, you know, putting all of this information into these children's heads, that's going to make a lot of children more messed up than what we realize.
Oh, absolutely. Kids thrive on having narrow hallways to walk down in their lives. I'm using a metaphor here, you know, but they need to know where the walls are, and they want to feel the closeness of them. You know how a baby starts off, though? What's the first thing you do for a baby to make it feel comfortable? You swaddle it so it feels the security of the confines of the womb. And that's a long, gradual process of the kid getting to a point where they're walking on their own.
Well, that's true, and I think a lot of the stuff that they're teaching these children are going to anger more children as they're getting older, especially with the CRT, dividing the children in their classrooms. So that in itself is promoting destructiveness as they're getting older, and they're looking at each other as either an oppressor or the oppressed. So they're going to learn to hate each other, just like what we've been talking about, the CRT. I think that plays a big part in it. I don't think anybody is really looking at it, but I know that you did touch on that subject yesterday, and I think it should be looked at a little bit more closely about the mental health of these children, not as a mental illness, but what's going on in their brains as we're teaching them this divisive instructions.
Yes.
Yes. That are going on. My other point I want to make...
Quickly, we've just got a few seconds.
Okay. Elementary schools are usually one story. I can't understand why they couldn't have positioned a police officer at every room outside a window. looking for the shooter inside.
While the incident was going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Why not go around, put a cop, you know, somebody outside and look to see what's going on inside that classroom? Why worry about going inside the school? There's ability to see inside each classroom, because I'm sure every classroom has windows outside.
Kathleen, thank you for sharing your thoughts. Yes, nobody has mentioned that. It's interesting. But, you know, it's early still.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Thursday afternoon, holiday weekend approaching. How about that? 860-522-9842. Listen to this quick clip.
They're trying to blame it on mental illness. Let's remember that people that have mental illness are 10 times more likely to be the victims of crime, not the perpetrators of crime. I am so sick of this freaking narrative about mental illness. And
people who make political arguments based on like one little piece of data they've heard. What exactly does mental illness mean? And what does it mean when they're saying people who have mental illness are 10 times more likely to be the victims of crime? How exactly does that connect to this conversation? What kind of crime do they tend to be victimized by? And how does that relate to a school shooting, a mass shooting? 860-522-9842. She's all hung up on an irrelevant little detail, which probably isn't accurate in the first place. Greg New Britain. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. You asked previously, like, what stood out to you the most
yes.
from this. And I guess for me as a parent, I just really, it's just a really stark reminder that I have to be aware of what's going on in my children's lives and in what influences are influencing them and pay attention. And it's not just the parents, but to all people who interact with young people, mm-hmm. you know, it's just really, it's an awful, awful situation. It really is troubling.
Well, there's no doubt it's troubling, but that response is a good one, I think, and it brings you back to a place that should be the normal place, that we're not super trusting of, because kids are so precious and so delicate and unable to fend for themselves, that traditionally parents have paid close attention, and this is a new thing, to hand them off to others and say good luck, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree. You know, and my wife and I believe that in comparison to some people, I think we're more involved, but it's also to stay involved as you get older. Like, and, you know, I think that Sandy Hook, Buffalo, and this last one in Texas all could have been prevented by stronger parenting. And obviously, if you have a child that has darkness and all kinds of things that they're talking about and violence, you know, prevent them from having access to this weapon. You know,
well, how about not having a credit card? This kid had a credit card. Who gave him a credit card and who paid the bill?
Right. Yeah.
He bought thousands of dollars worth of weapons.
And I'm a conservative, and I usually side on the, you know, think that gun ownership, responsible gun ownership, is an American right and it should be upheld. But I was surprised an 18-year-old could buy these weapons, you know, whether it's because he has a credit card, you know, and a gun is, you know, responsible gun ownership is great for hunters, and a lot of my friends are into guns, but we have to be reminded that a gun allows you to dispatch someone's soul by just simply pulling your finger, you know, and you have to be very responsible with these things. That's all.
Yeah. All right. You shared your thoughts, and we appreciate it, because any thought that anybody is having is probably being processed by somebody else at the same moment. So it's good to get them out there and open up the different aspects of the conversation, which that's what this is all about. You know, Wes is in Glastonbury. Thank you for joining us, Wes.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I have, I don't know if it's a solution, but an idea. The big problem is social media, video games, and parenting. How about every single parent just gives their kids a flip phone? You can communicate, they just can't get access to social media.
It's a great idea. I think that horse has already left the barn, because they don't use the phone. It's not for a phone that kids have a smartphone. It's for, in order to have a computer available at all times. You could block the social media, however, so that they can't go to those websites.
And do it. Another thing is parenting.
Wes, can you try to move? Are you on a headset, or what are you doing?
I'm in my car.
Oh, that just got better right there. Keep talking.
Parenting is a problem. I see people pretty much bribing their kids, saying, if you don't do this, or if you do this, I'll give you a cookie. If you don't, no, you've got to punish them. It's all about discipline. Kids don't have that these days. All right, I got to get out of here, but I just thought I'd bring that up.
No, that's good. Thank you, Wes. Thank you. You made me nervous there. Like, okay, we're involved in this surreptitious thing with him. I pictured an old cartoon of a detective or somebody looking back and forth. Okay, a bad guy looking back and forth. The eyes, just the eyes moving. Okay, I got to get out of here. 860-522-9842. And let's talk to Sean. Hello there, Sean.
What are you doing?
Do you live in a safe neighborhood?
Oh, I'm sorry, what's that?
Do you live in a safe neighborhood?
It's close enough. How about you?
Yeah. Yeah, I was just wondering about Suffield, though.
Why shouldn't it be safe?
I don't know. I've heard some things. I want to.
You know something? Do you know something I don't?
No, you're the one who knows. I just heard something, so I wanted to check with you.
Oh, okay. I think a major problem today is the social media and so forth, as the previous caller made mention of. But there's a lot of little things, will it be just the media in general, and even talk shows like this. I think it instigates a lot of uproar and revolting, if you will, and tension and stress. And if all vehicles regarding public media, newspapers, talk shows like this, social media could be neutralized, I think we could go back to what it used to be like.
Well, I don't see us as being in that same box.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, every other station is a talk show, you know? We don't have...
No, there really aren't that many.
I don't like that. I don't like that. I like a little more mild manner environment, you know, to relax and...
There really aren't that many options for listening to discussion, but I do think what we do is healthy because it's interactive.
Well, I don't think it's
so people have a chance to express themselves, like you're calling up right now and saying what you think about
this. Well, after this, I'm really changing my ways as far as what I listen to, believe me.
What's the thing that happens to you that you don't like?
It instigates a lot of, it pinpoints people, this person against that person and everything else, and you rip people apart. The other side rips you apart. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's politics, you're saying. You don't want to be exposed to the politics.
And it's questioning our integrity and our intelligence when we have people like you even, and even the other sources of media.
Well,
I know. Digest that in your safe neighborhood.
Yeah, no,
okay.
It's...
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Sean. It's good to hear from you. So this I see as being eminently healthy, especially calls like Sean's. Like, Sean just got to express that. What other thing can you watch? You can go to a movie and pay $10 and watch a movie in the theater, if anybody does that anymore. And what do you do if you have feedback you want to give about what a horrible experience the movie was? Or
you go on Twitter.
Well, yeah, but then you're on social media and you have to subject yourself. No, really, isn't it? I just think this is the most wonderful medium. I agree that we get fired up about stuff. But we're not getting fired up disproportionate to what we're hearing from others. We're providing a conduit through which the feelings of the community can flow that matches up to what's going on in the news. At least that's what we're shooting for, I think. And that's good. We need community. I think a big part of all this is the lack of community. And this is healthy community because we're having conversations. Even if we're being a little mean to each other, there's nothing wrong with yelling at each other. Arguments are good things. People used to be able to have arguments and not shoot each other afterwards because they didn't like the nature of the argument. I think, right? We used to be able to do that. Let's go to Ken next. What's on your mind, Ken?
Hey, I just wanted to make a couple of comments, but the main one is you're hearing the left say again about universal background checks. And my question is, what's the difference between a universal background check and a regular background check that's conducted when somebody goes to a gun store to purchase a gun?
What is the difference?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, that's a good question.
You know, if any of your listeners can come up with an answer, I'd appreciate it, because I've never heard of exactly what a universal background check is. And as to one of the last callers that you had was the woman, I didn't catch her name, but she had commented about why didn't the police get in front of every window at the school? And there's a simple answer to that. Because if the shooter was in the school and happened to be in a classroom and he sees a police officer stick his head in the window, guess who's getting shot?
Well, yes, there is the officer safety, but at the same time, wouldn't you want to, with children involved? I've been thinking about this because of this controversy over the idea that the parents wanted to go into the school and the cops were stopping them.
Well, yeah, I get that, but in, you know,
wouldn't you want?
You would think after Sandy Hook, that you would put police officers or an armed security guard, whether he's a retired cop or a retired military or whatever, you'd put them in a school to protect them. And yet you have politicians like Chris Murphy, who sponsored a bill to remove SROs out of all the schools nationally.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that after Sandy Hook?
It's a rather contradictory notion, isn't it?
Yeah, it makes no sense. And on top of it, we just sent $40 billion over to Ukraine to help the people of Ukraine, which, you know, hey, it's all well and good. But they could have taken that money and given it to each state, to each school district, so that they could put money towards the schools to make it harder for a shooter to get into the school and hire somebody to protect those kids.
Yes, and as we learned with this incident and others, just having people there to protect them doesn't mean that does protect them. And I think we have to evaluate what actually would make safer schools, which I've got all kinds of ideas about as well, because I don't think we should operate these big schools. I don't think we should have hundreds of kids in a school. I don't believe that there should be state schools, one system for everybody. I think it should be like every other system we have, a market-driven system, so it can move into a healthier domain. This, to me, is one of the causes, is we have this depersonalized, rigged society where schools, kids are forced, families are forced to send their kids to the state schools, and the state schools have policy driven by the political interests of special interest groups because they are operated by the state. So they become a political tool. And the decisions aren't made in the best interests of education. They're made in the best interests of the adults. All kinds of ideas pop into my head. 860-522-9842. More calls coming up on WTIC.
Now back to the Todd Feinberg Show, live from the NJ Diet Studios on WTIC News Talk 1080.
WTIC. This is heavy stuff. It is. I understand it's disturbing. And we need to discuss heavy stuff and disturbing stuff, too. You can't not have discussions. Need to have discussions. You need to illuminate the problems and let people hear your thoughts, and then that generates new thoughts in their brains, and that's us working together and thinking as a community. Yes,
would,
Anthony.
Would you agree that your generation did a lot of that? Because I feel like that's a big reason why we're here in general. People just ignored things and didn't have conversations just to be comfortable. They didn't want confrontation. They kind of went along to go along. Politics weren't as abrasive and polarizing as they are now.
Well, we never shut down schools because somebody we didn't like was coming to speak or anything like that. And we didn't require that classes protect us from ideas that we might find disturbing. No, I think it was much tougher. You were expected to take care of yourself in our generation.
I get that, but
it's
I feel like
your generation that's a bunch of wimps.
But you people raised us. Like, my point is, I think a lot of this comes from the not talking about things for so long, and
well,
now it's become
humans.
This.
All humans don't talk about things.
Yeah.
That's normal. Humans don't like confrontation. We all want to get along. We're social creatures. We want approval from others. All that stuff. It's an interesting thought, though. It's a good question, Antonio. But I don't think you can pin it on the generation.
It's all your fault. Well, it's all your fault.
Goes without saying. Armand, hi.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for taking the call. Anthony, I take exception about identifying a generation being at fault.
Pushing the buttons. It's
a bogus notion, but it's one that's very popular. People like to be able to, you know, it's an easy way to start a debate, so, I guess. Go ahead.
I brought up some points yesterday, and I can't emphasize enough the importance of the impact that these video games with a first-person point of view impact on a developing, you know, male youth. If you look at, like, flight simulators, that's how you train a pilot. If you look at lunar lander simulators, That's how you train an astronaut. Okay. These games are the exact tool that you would use to train a shooter, especially with a point-of-view headset. In the old days, we've had guns around forever, Todd and Anthony. However, we didn't have video games that emphasize point-of-view mass shootings against other objects that look exactly like other
So we never practiced being a shooter, is what you're saying. And that's what we do now with these games.
And this is a very extreme level, and the level of reality in some of these games with real firearms, real humans that you're shooting at, I think it truly does desensitize. And I'm upset that not one news media has shown what a first person point of view shooting looks like with a video.
That's a great thought. But yeah, you know, the one thing in anticipation of pushback against the point you're making, because I think it's a really good point, and people will say, oh, well, most people wouldn't even think twice. You know, they would never consider actually following through. But it's not the most people that we're talking about here. We're talking about fringe personalities who are vulnerable to crazy, stupid ideas.
Right. And most people wouldn't go out and commit a mass shooting.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, is that to be influenced in the way you're suggesting sounds absurd for most people. And yet, if you're talking about somebody who's feeling alienated and useless and all those things, Armand, yeah, that's a great thought. Thank you for that. Good to hear from you. 860-522-WTIC. We're going to get traffic and weather and news and continue this conversation after that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.